What's up, everybody? We are back, Hell's Kitchen, AfterBuzz TV after show. The red team finally gets a win, but someone really good goes home. But we're going to talk it all down. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here it comes. Come on, guys. Let's just dance it out anyway. Technical difficulties.
That's the fun of live TV, you guys. Another hit of live TV.
Keep you on your toes, TV.
Absolutely. Not my best moment here in the booth, but we'll roll with it.
It's like a Stranger Things intro.
It's awesome. Like,
that's a scary kitchen.
Yeah, we were all so like, okay.
Okay.
I was creating drama and tension. I hope I did
really
my job.
It was really tense. It was Saucy that opener. Drama. It was just so tense. The opener. Because, you know, once I said talk it all down, I became
we went to
so
the sunken
serious.
Place. That's it.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what's up? It's your boy, Liv Gonzalez here. You know what it is. Hell's Kitchen After Show. We've been off for a minute for the holidays, but we are back. Super excited. Make sure you follow me at The Poet Saint and also check out my new website, new and improved for the new year. StayOnTheMic.com. Next to me, I got my goons with me. You know, goon number one, the beautiful, the talented, the illustrious, just came back from the Golden Globes, Ashley Chaney, what up?
Oh, I'm so excited I get to be goon number one and that you said I'm glowing and that you mentioned the Golden Globes. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. Am I glowing still from the Golden Globes? That's right. Kind of a big deal. I mean, I'm, you know, just a little bit of a big deal. What's up, you guys? If you want to see some pictures from the Golden Globes or talk to me about anything Hell's Kitchen, let's find, you know, each other online. You can find me at Ashley on Camera. Let's talk there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And perfect. New year, same old freak.
Yes.
Dude, I swear, I'm telling you.
Why change?
If you are waiting for us to start at 8 o'clock, mm-mm. it'll never happen mm-mm. because of this guy right here. Ladies and gentlemen, never disappointing us.
Yes.
Frank Moran.
There you go. Here to ruin everybody's fun. I did it every week in 2017. I'm looking to continue that every week in 2018. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and boo me at Happy Go Jackie.
Boo me. Can you have a boo like emoji?
I know.
Like
that's going to be his ringtone.
Boo me on your Twitter. Boo that's me. Hilarious. So I do want to give an update. We haven't had one of our other co-hosts, Rob McSweeney, for a minute. She was unfortunately in a car accident, but she is okay and she's recovering very nicely. I just talked to her today. Hopefully she will be back in the studio with us next week. But yeah, she's doing very, very well. Super excited. She's not here today because she's working on her wedding. Planning her wedding. Yeah. So, hopefully, like I said, she'll be back next week and we'll have her here and it'll be all good.
It'll be all good. We'll continue to finger dance for you, Robin, my dear.
Yeah.
Until you are back in this chair, we'll be finger dancing our little hearts
absolutely.
Out for you.
Are you going to be marrying them?
she reached out to you?
You know what? As a matter of fact, Frank Moran, I'm glad you mentioned that because I told you about my new and improved website.
Shut the front door.
I am actually going to be, I love the music.
I didn't know this.
I'm going to be officiating weddings. I've done several weddings already. And so I'm turning it into a business. And so if you're looking to get married, holla at your boy.
Just might be in need of your services. You never know.
Yeah, with boo from
that's
you
right.
know,
you never
Golden
know.
Globes.
So yeah.
What are you doing at the end of the month? That's what I'm sure Ashley wants to know.
At the end of the month, that quick.
Right. Guys, this is a joke.
Yeah.
There's no God, dear God. I'm like,
not really.
Right,
a joke.
I'm starting
not
to
really
sweat.
A joke.
Not a joke for me though. No. I'm really doing this. Like, this
and not
is
really
not a joke
for Ashley either.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but holla at your boy. You can check out my website, stayonthemic.com, and holla at me. I got you. So let's break into this episode. So last week I was not here, but we had Barbie that went home, and you guys talked it all down about Barbie.
We talked it down.
Were you? I just want to ask you personally: were you surprised about that?
You want to take it away, Frank?
No, I don't know if I wasn't surprised. Man, I feel like at the. I mean, certainly Barbie in the mix of the kitchen, but both Barbie and Elise. I mean, they know how to stir it up. And that episode, they happened to both stir it up at each other. And I felt like one of them had to go.
Right.
And it just seems that for as much drama as that Elise brings to the table, I still think that her cooking is what's keeping her in this competition so far.
I do think she's the stronger chef, I mean, for sure.
They keep throwing her in there, though. They keep throwing her in the bottom.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the homegirl cannot resist a fight. She cannot back down. She's like, I love her. We've had her on the show. She's fantastic. She's such a fun guest. And I think that competitive edge in her, she cannot put it down. I mean, we saw some of it. We can get to it later on in the episode, but we saw some of it in this episode where she just, like, couldn't even enjoy some of the down moments with the red team. Like,
that was funny.
She just can't bring her claw, or, like, retract her claws in a competition setting. I'd love to see her in a working kitchen, but...
And it's interesting how I would love to see how Chef Ramsay interprets that with her constantly being put on the block for elimination. Does he see that as a sign that the team doesn't think that she functions well within the team unit, or is it she thinks they must be afraid of her, so they're just constantly putting her up?
I think he's very center one in this way or this way. I'm getting direction about getting to the center.
Lem's done this before.
Boom.
Don't worry, guys.
There it is. Field goal. Yes. Shout out to Jeff, our engineer, always holding it down.
Yeah, Jeff.
The Stranger Things intro. Okay, so this is my thing with Elise. I think, of course, Chef Gordon Ramsay is very intuitive, and I think that he knows, or she keeps getting put up because of how she works with them. And I think that it's not intimidation per se. I think there is a little bit because she is strong.
Right.
But I think it's mostly they want to get rid of her because they're just tired of dealing with her. And I think they keep putting her in there. And I've talked about this before in previous seasons. It's interesting how a lot of times people will go in several times and keep coming out because it brings drama to the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And she is one that is going to bring drama to the show. But the difference with her is that she's very strong and she can back it up.
She is a really good cook. I mean, she got the highest score this week, right?
Exactly.
We could talk about that.
Exactly. So, and she's gotten the high score numerous times. Yeah. Like, she's not a fluke. Mm-mm. She's very consistent. So.
But will strong and abrasive at the end of the day win you the job? If you're just strong and a team player?
I think this is the thing. I think if she continues in this manner, I don't think that she will win simply because of the prize. I was just in Vegas for New Year's. I was scoping out the Hell's Kitchen restaurant.
Holla.
It is not open yet, but it is soon to be open. I know they had like a friends and family dinner service.
Like, were you just like opening, scouting around to see if you could see who won the winners, if they were like... You know,
I didn't
know.
No, I didn't. I didn't go that far with it, but I was right there. But I did attend. Shout out to Gordon Ramsay's Burger Restaurant. I did hit that up.
Nice.
One of the best burgers I've ever had.
Did you get the milkshake?
No. The milkshake is bomb?
The milkshake is half pudding, half milkshake.
What?
Yes, pudding in the bottom, milkshake in the top. You drink it down, and then you eat the bottom.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
I was not aware.
So low calorie.
I was not aware. Right, exactly.
It's like eating celery. It actually burns off.
Oh, yeah. Your body has to work. Absolutely. Yeah. What kind of burger did you get? I love
burgers. So it was their signature burger, which, oh my gosh, it was so good. I haven't eaten meat. I'm not eating meat for like a month.
Because of this burger?
No. Like, really. But it's really good. It has jalapeno like spread. And then there's avocado on it and cheese.
Keep going.
And the bun is really good. And then like the burger was just so juicy and flavorful, like seasoned to perfection. Like, it was really bomb.
Okay.
It was really bomb.
I didn't hear any mention of bacon, which makes me skeptical.
There wasn't any bacon.
Or cheese.
And that's the thing. No, I said cheese.
Did you say cheese?
Yeah, I did. But there was another bacon there was a burger with bacon, and I was leaning towards that because I'm bacon aficionado, excuse me. But the guy was like, I always ask when I'm at a new spot. See? He works here,
I promise.
I'm thinking about this burger and like I'm just salivating. I really am. No. He said that's the burger to go with.
Okay.
And so I went with it and I was not disappointed.
But I feel like anytime, at least personally for me, if you put avocado on anything, I just feel like I'm just tasting the mush of the avocado.
No.
I'm inclined to agree with you on a burger for sure.
No, it elevates whatever it's on, I believe.
But that jalapeno jam sounds.
Yes.
Like my
jam. That was bomb.
It was like
that
compote, kind of, but like jalapeno?
No, it was like a spread. It was like a spread, but it really set the burger off. It wasn't like too spicy. It was just enough kick to like, yes.
So if you turn that avocado into like a guacamole or a spicy guacamole, put it on a burger, I'd be down. But just like the slices themselves, I'm like.
Was it slices or was it mushed
up? No, it was mushed.
So it's kind of like mini, it's like on its way to guacamole. Yeah. It's just missing.
Pre-guacamole.
You know. the onions.
Anyway,
and
it was bomb. It was very, very tasty.
Oh, Jeff, because we're talking too much about
exactly like on our can food we move show. On to the episode.
Episode.
All right, so let's get into. We starts off where Chef Ranzer calls into the kitchen and tells them that they have to prepare three identical pasta dishes and. They only have $20 to spend, and their ingredients, and they have 10 minutes to shop when they go shopping. Did they show what store they were at?
They did. It's some market, but which I had not recognized, because it's got to be in L.A., because they shoot in L.A.
Right,
I didn't recognize the market. Did you?
It wasn't Gelson's or anything, was it?
No, it was like Johnny's or something. Okay. If anybody in the chat knows what's up or knows where they were, holler in the comments. Please let us know. But quick question about this challenge. They made it this whole big dramatic thing to call him in the night before, so they gave everybody like a ton of time to think about what dishes they could be preparing. Like, because Chef Ramsay called him in the night before to be like, "You're gonna have this challenge tomorrow."
Right.
So I just wanted to say that off the bat, when everybody got to the grocery store, I was like, "Why don't y'all have this planned out? Like, you know, you have $20, you know, you've got a limited amount of time to get in there. Why didn't everybody kind of have an idea of, you know?"
It's Hell's Kitchen. That's I mean, that's my response. And then they had 10 minutes to shop, which wasn't a lot of time. And I think, too, and the fact, I think you can think in your head of what you want.
But then
when you get there, especially because you only got $20, you're like, oh, well, this is going to be 15. Yeah. Oh, wait, I got to scrap that. You know what I mean?
Or what you're looking for might be out. Or you're having to split it because somebody else wants it as
All right. I'll let it fly.
So everybody. I think there was a little bit of a method to the madness.
Okay.
Part of that then, after they went shopping, they had to rush back to the kitchen. And then 45 minutes, they had to prepare this. And it had to be elevated. Shout out to the guest judges, Laughlin, McKinnon, Patterson. And for those of you, this is obviously our Food Competition Network. If you are food competition fans and you watch Top Chef, which I love, Bruce Kallion is actually on that show competing right now.
Oh, really?
This season, yes.
And I wasn't a fan of him because he's so connected in the cooking industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has connections with all these famous chefs.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really delivering the season so far. But like these last couple weeks,
he
finally started kind of
hitting
it.
Yeah. He stepped it up. Yes, yes. All right. Yeah, the bear crew. Yeah, I love him. So obviously they have the three dishes, two judges with Chef Ramsay. So Dana's pasta was all bad. When he
like
picked it up
long.
And it was just clumped up. That was nasty.
Yeah, did you use a pasta fork?
Yeah, exactly. I was curious when I was watching this. Obviously, I'm not a restaurateur. But if this is like real life, like this is kind of the margins that they're looking for.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I remember eating at one of Scott Conant's restaurants over in Beverly Hills that has now since closed. But they're asking for like higher 20s for a pasta dish that was just hardly anything to it.
Really?
Yeah, with some truffles on it, which is terrible.
Well, that's because the truffles.
Yeah, but it was just like not a lot of pasta for the amount you're paying. So when I'm hearing these prices that they're talking about in
which
the competition, I'm like, yikes, like $33 for a dish? I'm like, really? For that?
For pasta, yeah.
Ooh. I'm just curious because literally, I mean, like I said, they spent $20. Mm-hmm. So if you break it all down, that's like $3.33, right? A dish. And then some of them went upwards of $30-something. That markup is huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
If that's real deal, then like restaurants are making bank. And I know that they're not because a lot, like you said, that one closed.
They
and
fail,
a lot of them, I mean, they fail and don't succeed. So I was just curious as to, I'm just wondering if that's like real.
Well, I think it must be because, I mean, I think that the thing that's the most expensive for restaurants is the rent, to be honest. Like,
especially
in L.A.
And isn't it usually that they say restaurants operate in the red for, like, the first 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Right.
But I wonder how, We'll have to look into that. Any of y'all savvy business restaurant tours?
If we've watched enough and talked about it, we could probably open up our own restaurant.
Sure, I mean, right? Yeah.
We could. Actually, we should do a field trip to the Hell's Kitchen restaurant. That's
all
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I'm going to be talking to my connects and seeing if we can get in there. I'm just saying. If you guys are down,
I'm absolutely
I'm
down. I know Lem will go and he won't tell us. Guys, I'll hook you up. Cut to we'll see him on social media. Oh hey man, kicking
sorry.
It up.
That's not true.
Shout out to my boys.
I don't know what he's talking about.
We need all of the viewers to call up Hell's Kitchen in Las Vegas and say you want AfterBuzz to cover the restaurant and to do a review.
That.
So y'all help us out. Give them a call.
Oh yes, do a review.
You know what I'm saying? We'll do a review for you guys and let you know. We'll do a whole video special about it. Oh God, I'm promising things I can't.
I'm gonna get Gordon on the phone. I'm gonna call Gordon. I'm gonna call Gordon, my boy. I was into that. Michelle got $97 for her dishes combined.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Which like. How did that turn into a pasta dish? That was the... How did that happen? That looks like that it was, first of all, it was a dumpling.
She wasn't even calling it pasta. Like, it was like, she wasn't even calling it pasta. She had to like change the name of it just so it like went with the challenge. But the crazy thing is, her dish is the one that won.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, is like just by changing it and giving it an Italian name, Austin's like, this is amazing.
Right. And, well, it must have been, it had to be good. Like I said, she was the one that won. They ended up adding it to the menu. That night for dinner service.
Did you feel like, because usually when they're doing these competitions, they really kind of build it up. More often than not, it ends at like almost like, comes down to like the margin to win is so close that they usually go to break when they before they announce it.
Right.
And like this, like, which is such like they undercut the drama on this at all. I was just like,
landslide. It was a landslide.
Yeah. But like even with like Benjamin's dish, they're like, this is great. And then they like 25. Yeah. Thanks.
I didn't think, and that's the thing, like they start, I love how like it started off like, this is like one of the best ones we've had. So you're like, ooh, is it going to, and yeah. I was like, there's no way it was going to close that gap. Mm-hmm. Like that gap was too large.
It needed $98 to
Yeah. And Michelle's got 97, which was the highest of that time. So needless to say, the Red Team finally wins. Mm-hmm. Yay for them.
Yay, Red Team.
Because I know morale was bad and terrible. And as you were mentioning at the beginning, they go on their reward, and they're still arguing.
They're still at each other. And, I mean, I felt like I – did y'all feel this, that, like, it felt tense, like nobody was really having fun on that thing anyway?
Absolutely.
Even when they're, like, in the go-kart, I was like, oh, Lord, this is going to break out into a fight because Elise is, like, not going to – I just – I was like, this is going to be bad. Couldn't they have picked something else where they – I don't know, aren't in contact vehicles with one another.
I honestly think it wouldn't have mattered. Like, if they would have just went to dinner, if they would have went horseback or whatever, any other challenges that we've seen, I think it would have been had the same result.
Yeah.
So, girl fight. So, no, but I really think it was terrible that they couldn't even come together, but that just shows how disjointed they are. Right. And as much as I love Elise, it seems like she ends up always in the center of the controversy, because she does not hold her tongue.
Right. No.
And this episode, we did see where Jennifer finally says, hey, we may have been on opposite sides
from
our original season to this season.
Yes.
Why don't we work together?
Oh, it felt so dirty.
But I think Jennifer, she was being smart.
She saved her neck.
No, she was being smart. Yeah. And I think that that's part of, and that's a thing that you don't see, like you see with other like reality type competition shows, you see alliances forming all the time to help save, you know, when it comes down to elimination. You usually don't see it with Hell's Kitchen because literally people just, there's so much drama and people just trying to cook and save their, you know, behinds.
Kind of one man for
himself. Right.
And usually Chef Ramsay can see through that stuff. Like, it doesn't matter. Just because they put him up for elimination, he'll still get to decide. So it doesn't matter. Like, I was surprised, actually.
I think Jennifer did that just to help ease, because her thing is like, dude, if I could just be on Elise's good side, then cool. Because then I'm not getting any of that flack. She can yell at someone else. I can be chill. Even when she was driving the go-kart, she was just like, I'm chilling.
She's driving.
I ain't worried about nothing.
When she was in the go-kart, like, am I the only one that's scared?
Yeah. She was super nervous.
Cute.
Dinner service happens, and so immediately we see Robin, who has been improving over the last, I feel like, couple of episodes.
Oh, you think so? I don't.
She bugs. Like, she talks so much. She over-talks all the time. It was that one segment where she just kept talking and calling everybody. What was it called? Babe?
Oh, babe. Yeah. Or no. Something. Was it babe?
Honey or something like that. And they were just like, oh, gosh, stop it.
But I feel like, but I agree with you, Lem, because the past couple weeks, I think, like, her food that she's been delivering, certainly her the way she conducts herself hasn't improved, but her food for this past couple weeks has been
improved. Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, her food.
Who
her
was
food
it? Was it?
She did well in this competition, actually, even.
Was it Jennifer, when we had Jennifer on, was she the one that said that Robin is really, really good? She's a really good chef?
Even Barbie was saying that, too.
Was it Barbie?
Barbie said that, too, when we were talking to her.
Oh, when you talked to her. Okay.
It would be interesting to talk to Robin to see how she feels that she's portrayed, like, because she's often projected as kind of the, like, the outcast, the kind of like not a great cook. How does she feel about that betrayal?
Well, I think too, being on the blue team has helped her tremendously.
Absolutely, but that speaks to her character. Like, can she keep her cool in a kitchen where stuff is high stress? I think that time and time again, she's at her worst when her ego's not being stroked, when she's not being complimented for the work that she's doing. If she's not constantly praised, she falls apart. And the second that she faces a little bit of criticism, I think then it gets real bad.
She gets
as we saw frantic in this competition, even.
No, she gets frantic. We saw it with the Wellington, you know, out the gate. And then we see Dana, who messed up her times and then brought up some raw lamb.
Yeah, she looks frazzled. I don't know if I've ever seen her that frazzled.
I saw that too, and I was like, I think it's just getting down to the nitty gritty.
Like to the wire, yeah.
And yeah, I haven't seen her, and maybe she's been able to hide behind it, and they just haven't shown it. But
yeah.
Dana really looked frazzled as well. Mm-hmm. And then Robin, back to, she couldn't remember tickets. That was funny. She brought up like two Wellingtons, and he said he had to repeat what it was supposed to be. He's talked so fast, though.
I would screw it up.
I guess at this point you should be used to it, but he does talk like super, super fast.
Speaking of, wait, hold up. How about that little segment with the... oh my gosh, what's his name? The sous chef.
Oh,
nobody can understand him.
Yes.
Like, what is he saying? Yeah. It was so
like funny. They had like subtitles, and then there was one time they didn't even have a subtitle because I don't think they knew what he said. That was hilarious.
Poor guy.
So cute. Yeah, he was just talking away, and they just, and everybody's face was just like not understanding what he was saying.
But I feel like this shows you like you're only as good as your. As your next service.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I feel like there is no margin for error for this.
No.
And I guess that'd be the suck part about being a chef, especially if somebody in like Gordon Ramsay kitchen or any kind of Michelin star kitchen, mm-hmm. where there you can't have an off day.
Right.
Because your reputation is on the line. The reputation of the chefs and his restaurant is on the line. So you can't afford to not be excellent every time you're in the kitchen.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have to remember that this is All Stars. These are people that have already done this and done well on previous seasons and are now coming back. Also, granted, and we've talked to even guests about this, like this is not a normal scenario. Like a normal kitchen is not going to be that. Yes, it can get, you know, busy and things like that, but it's not going to be like this. This is definitely a show. So if you can make it here, then definitely you could work anywhere.
Right.
But we got to understand that it is a show, but it does also All Stars. So he's looking, you know, the margin of error is super small because he's like, he wants you to make sure that you do a great job at all times. Were you all surprised that the red team got kicked out?
I was not expecting that at all. They were doing great. I mean, and it's like the blue team was having some mistakes too. And Robin was allowed to refire her meats.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty surprised that he threw the red team out just for having to refire the Wellington and the lamb, right?
Yes.
Wellington and the lamb.
Well, and it was like they both were at the last ticket.
Yeah.
Like they literally had one ticket left. They were neck and neck and it was like anyone's game. And then he all of a sudden he calls them in after, you know, the problems because it was Dana. Dana brought up like two bad Wellingtons,
right?
Like back to back. So he gave him chances. He gave her two chances, actually. And she flubbed both of them. And then he brings them back. And I'm like, it's literally like one more ticket. And then but he's been doing that all season. Mm-hmm. He's been kicking people out left and right.
It is interesting, like what makes him decide to kick out a whole kitchen as opposed to just the individual.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like, for this, I could assume just kicking Dana out. Like, get out of here. You're done. We're going to finish up the rest of the service without you.
And let them finish.
But no, it was just like, nope, everybody's gone. Like, oh, interesting choice. I don't know if I would have made that.
I guess the net effect is the same. We all knew that the weakest link and the reason they were getting out kicked out of the kitchen was because of Dana. So did it really matter? I mean, it's sort of like punishing. I feel like it could be part of a lesson that, like, you guys have to work together as a team or else you're all going to get screwed. So maybe that could be part of the reasoning why he took out the whole team.
Because I feel like there is really no drama when it comes down to the actual elimination. If somebody's actually been kicked out of the kitchen.
Right. It's pretty obvious.
Like that person's going home.
Yeah, but I mean, they have to also, you know, make sure they get put up to. I mean, he can pick anybody from where he wants. He can pick somebody from a different team if he wanted to.
I was secretly like, pick Robin, pick Robin.
I don't think she's going anywhere anytime soon just because she's improving and she's on the blue team.
But if you told me that Robin was going to be in the competition this long, just based on what I've seen, and not knowing, like, you know, the more Robin that we don't really get to see in the course of the show, I would be surprised that she's made it this far.
She had a really, really bad start.
She did. Well, now she's kind of becoming. Not the as aggressive, but sort of the Elise of the blue team, which is just that she's bugging everybody. She's rubbing everybody the wrong way.
Yeah, but they can handle her. She's not. I mean, I think she's bugging people, but Elise can like try to take you down.
Right.
Like that's Elise's MO. She's looking at like, okay, what?
Sure, you want to marry
what?
Her
exactly.
Still?
I'm just saying, like, she's still amazing. But I think
so in love.
She just wants to take you down, and if you argue with her, she's going to argue back. She's not going to let up. Would I argue with her?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't take out the trash, Len.
You're right, I didn't.
Be like, that's
I'm
right.
I'm so sorry, I love you.
Do it right now.
Please punish me.
Do it right now. This one over here.
Sorry.
Wow. This is a kid show. So the red team does get kicked out. And of course, they deliberate and they have it, you know, a hard time because now it's, you know, it's how many people is it?
It's four.
Four.
So it's four left. And so now it's like, okay, well, if I pick you two, and then if I'm going to pick you two because I'm not going to vote for myself, then it ends up being a tie. So in this particular case, it was basically Dana, Michelle, and Elise that went up. And Wendy stays true to her alliance with Elise, which, I'm sorry.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, my silent horse.
Yes.
My silent horse. Jennifer's my silent horse, y'all.
You know why I it's in my nose is Wendy because you know what
he works here, y'all. I swear.
I swear I do.
She just looks like Wendy.
Yeah. No, I think does she have red hair?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I'm thinking about a burger.
Just cut. thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. So yes, Jennifer and Elise stay true to their alliance. Did you think this is my thing? Did you think because I thought maybe that Elise might backtrack, like be an Indian giver with the alliance.
I didn't think that for one
second,
no.
You thought she was going to stay true?
For as much as she's complained about being burned by others in the past, I felt like for her then all of a sudden to just bail.
To do that?
I feel like she's got to at least like, hey, no, I got to show if you commit to something, you got to stick with it.
You got to stick with it.
Plus, like nobody was, are you saying that she would backstab and then like put Jennifer up?
No, I mean, just say, I don't know. Like, maybe not backstab and put her up, but just maybe speak ill of her. Like, where, like, she wouldn't vote her in, but be like, yeah, but, you know, she was terrible. And so someone else votes her in and is like, hey, I didn't vote you in. Yeah. I was just telling the truth. You know what I mean? Something like that. Because if you're truly, like, you wouldn't say their name at all. You wouldn't speak ill of them. That's what I'm saying.
I think, though, because she's my silent horse, I don't think there's a whole lot bad to say about Jennifer. She's been just kind of consistently sliding right under the radar. And I don't know. I think she'll be in it till right up to the very end. I think it'll be her and Michelle.
It's almost Black Jacket time.
That's right.
Top six is Black Jacket. So
I was all wondering when you go up to elimination and when Chef Ramsay said, give me two people. And anytime they do that, and they always kind of like, we couldn't reach a decision, so we've got three. It's like, why? Yeah. You know he's going to get mad at that. You know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at this level, because of who it was Dana, Michelle, and Elise, I felt like Dana was going to go home, even though I feel like she has been doing pretty well this season. She had a bad service, obviously, this particular week. And then she's had some issues, you know, previously. But I think she was the weakest out of Michelle and Elise. Out of the three of them.
Out of Deschelle and Elise.
Right.
Out of
Deschelle. That's true.
Right.
I did like that they photoshopped the two of them.
That was so great.
That was hilarious. That was comedy.
And then explaining that bit to Chef Ramsay as well.
Right.
Who's Deschelle?
Who's Deschelle? It's them two. It was Elise, right?
Yeah.
Yes, them two together. It's Deschelle. Because she kept saying it like he would know. Like, yeah, Deschelle. Deschelle did this like it's one person. And he's like, who is Deschelle?
She was pushing hard to brand her creation. She was pushing hard.
That was hilarious. Deschelle, yes. Deschelle. So, yeah, between the three of them, I feel like Dana was the weakest. And so once it was, and then given the service that she had this last week, I knew she was going to be the one to go home.
How do you take it, though, if say you're in her shoes and you get eliminated, and as you're walking out, Chef Ramsay is taking your jacket, says, you know, I was really excited to have you back in here. I just don't think you have what it takes.
Ugh.
Like, oh, I would just feel like,
burns.
Oh,
I don't know how any of them do it. They all, like, leave so professionally and, like, shake hands. I would be a wreck. I would be crying before I even took off my jacket. I would be sobbing. Like, none of them cry until they're out in the interview room.
Right.
I would lose it. Maybe they are, like, given instruction not to cry.
Don't you cry. Don't cry.
You better hold it in. Lock it up.
Lock it up.
I mean,
I'd probably be hugging him for like an hour. Then he'd cry me off of it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just that walk, too, is kind of crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've seen some pretty bad exits, though. Like, I've seen some people kind of just, you know, like, you guys are, you know, like they're mad or, you know, upset. They feel like they got, you know, undermined or whatever. But most of the time, you know, they're cordial until, like you said, they get out. And then, you know, we know this is all edited. So we don't know what all, like, if they really like flipping flip the script. Exactly. Or, and then they're like, okay, cut. They got to turn it all around. Okay, now walk out. Like,
we have to reset now? This freaking table.
So, I mean, that's what I'm just saying. They show us what they want to show us. But
I always feel like now knowing that they film that walkout through like through the hallway on the night that they get eliminated, as opposed to like The Apprentice, which always like filmed them all at the top of the season.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then played them in. So like the last thing you want to do after you've been eliminated
is
like,
actually have to do the
walk. Yeah.
Hold please.
Yeah, just one more time.
Take it back.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't want to do this anymore.
You know. Oh, you go ahead. I was gonna say we didn't talk about our boy Millie, because he seemed to be having a little bit of trouble this week. We didn't really talk about the blue team very much.
And this is, I was actually gonna segue into that because.
Oh, you're welcome.
you know, I feel like the problem now, and I feel like first of all, Dana should not have got home. I was, you know, before her time, and I say that because. Even though she was the weakest out of the three of those, out of all the chefs, she's not the weakest.
Agreed.
When I talk about red and blue. And I feel like the blue team is basically been very fortunate that they have been winning, because I feel like there's a lot of weaker chefs on the blue team than on the red team. I feel like...
Who do you think is weak on the blue team?
I think Millie hasn't been doing well.
He's
so
inconsistent, because he is very inconsistent. He can get an occasional great one, but then also sink it.
I feel like Robin is another one who, even though she's done better,
Robin, for sure.
she still is not, you know, where she should be.
Right.
So those two, like, right out the gate. I'm trying to think who else
well,
possibly.
Well, there's Benjamin, which he's been my pick from the beginning, but I also feel at this point we haven't really seen him, like, blow the doors off either.
No, And that's the thing. None of them – I feel like the red team, all of them, like Michelle Elise,
has done some great work.
Wendy. Jennifer. Jennifer, they've had, like, really shining moments where they've, like, pulled it out for their team or they've done well. And I feel like the blue team has been just – and I feel like if they would have lost, it would have been a lot easier to eliminate someone than with the red team. But the problem with them – and maybe because they all are very good, they just can't get along. And that's hurting them tremendously. I think it's really going to be interesting when it, obviously when it gets to Black Jackets, there's no more teams. Mm-hmm. So then that's out the window, every man for themselves, which it'll be interesting how Elise performs, because now she's not worried about anybody.
Right, right.
And I do believe that she will make it in the Black Jackets.
We didn't mention Nick at all, and you didn't mention him in any of your weak chef conversations. So do we think that he's like a front? Do you guys think he's a really strong chef?
I think he's just like a mid-packer to me.
I feel like all of the blue team is like none of them are really like, I can't pick any, like I would pick a winner from the red team hands down.
Who would you, well, I guess we'll get to that, but yeah, I agree with you.
No, I would pick, I mean, I feel like Michelle, Elise, and Jennifer all day could win.
Yeah, I think
win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I would say Elise because she's strong. I mean, I don't think she can win just because of her attitude.
Right.
But I'm just saying of
she
everything.
Can cook.
I feel like those are the three top chefs.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But then I also look at it too from the editing, that maybe for the fact that we don't know much about Nick and Benjamin is that big, they've been very consistent.
Right.
And so, I mean, at least with like Elise, Jennifer, Michelle, they're in the white heat of controversy, and so they're getting a lot of focus
on
them.
A lot more focus on them. I don't know. I mean, I think a good indicator is the challenges. And if you look at the challenges and you look and see like who does well and then for skill.
Yeah.
And we're talking chefs. So I'm not talking about who's going to win the whole thing.
Right, right, right.
But I'm talking about just talented chefs. I feel like the red team and they just there's always somebody that just messes it up for them, which is why they don't win the challenges.
Somebody, usually Elise.
Right. But I think that overall, when it comes time, I think that they have the stronger chefs at this point in time in the game.
I agree, and maybe that is why we've seen so much conflict and sort of turmoil on that side. It's just too many cooks in the kitchen in terms of like good talent.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, because we're going from 7 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be 2 members out of the blue team kicked and we're keeping everybody from the red team?
Wait, it's going...
We're going from 7 to 5 chefs. Oh, no, sorry.
Yep.
He's going to eliminate 2.
They're eliminating 2 next week.
Oh, I didn't get that part. Okay, so... Ooh, that's interesting. I think that it'll definitely be...
Robin...
I think it'll definitely... Okay, well, if I'm going to choose... I mean, let's do predictions. Let's hit up the prediction.
We've been doing it all night.
Let's do it.
TV predictions.
Okay, officially. Now we're in prediction mode.
Okay, officially.
And we got lights. Okay, so I think that with the two chefs, I think for sure Robin is not going to make the cut into Black Jackets. Mm-hmm. And I think It's going to be interesting. It could possibly be Millie, but it could also be someone from the red team simply because of how they are. Mm-hmm. It's just going to depend on how this particular episode plays out, mm-hmm. like who ends up, like if they can win a dinner service or what have you. I think as long as Elise has to be part of a team, it's going to be dysfunctional because of how she is. Like, so I don't think that they can win a dinner service with her there. That's all I'm saying. Because of that. Now, as far as like who deserves to be, I mean, that's a different story. But I think that it's going to be Robin for sure, because I think she's, you know, her time's up. And I think it's probably going to be Millie.
I'd agree with those two choices.
Yeah.
I want to agree with you both, because I would personally, those are the two people I would probably choose. Mm-hmm. You said Robin and Millie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my only thoughts with that are that based on the previews that we saw, I think Elise is like really scared about elimination. We don't really ever see her get this scared. So I think this could be Elise's week. I feel like Elise might be getting the boot. And if it's not Robin, really? I'm quitting the show. If it's not Robin, I'm quitting. But I do feel like it's Robin's time to go.
Do you really think Elise could go home right now?
I'm calling it.
Really?
That's my lock me in. Elise.
I want to bind it, but we've been lied to so many times. Those promos for Hell's Kitchen.
I'm such a sucker, too. I'll believe whatever you tell me.
They will sell you on one thing, and in the actual episode, you're like, huh? What? Yeah. Where was that? Yeah. I was expecting this, and I never got it.
I will say, though, one other little inkling of that we got this was this is the first I've ever seen Ben crack. Like, he cracked. He said mm-hmm. F you in the kitchen to Robin, right? Didn't mm-hmm. he say F you?
Did he?
Or shut up? Or shut the F up?
Yeah, he did.
I think he said, yeah, he might have said something like that.
He definitely said something.
Yeah, he was, he was flustered. Yeah. And we haven't seen that from him.
Which either makes me go, he's feeling the heat of the pressure too, right. And that could affect how he's performing. I think he's safe mm-hmm. because he's been so consistent.
It's just finally he's just reaching a tipping point with Robin and just the way that she is in the kitchen. You're like, enough, please.
Yeah, just right.
You're killing me.
Stop it. Yeah, I can just imagine how she would just, from what we've seen, I'm like, oh gosh, that would be a major, major headache.
I did like her, though, when they're showing that, like, for the punishment, when they're cleaning up and she's got all those potatoes and whatnot. Oh, yeah. Hey, Millie, can help me out? And he just walks out the door. Like, yeah. All right.
No, I got it. You got that.
Yep.
Did you guys see when Robin got called into the closet? Who was in the closet? Was it just like a random person? Yes. Who was that?
Oh, it was.
It was Dana.
Was it another chef? Was somebody wearing a white?
Yeah, it
jacket
was,
all white. Yeah, jacket.
They came out of like a freezer or a storage
something
closet.
Like and he's that. Like,
could you get out of here? And they just like,
sorry.
I feel like it was a worker.
No, it was because they were all white. There was no red or blue on the jacket.
I don't think it was one of the chefs. I think it was. I don't know. Maybe it
some poor like
crew. I loved it.
Crew member, like, get out of here. That's funny.
But you know, they're telling all their friends like, watch the episode. I'm in it.
Right.
You gotta see my moment.
Made the cut.
Ramsey yells at me.
Yeah. Tells me to get out. It was awesome. Best moment of my life. I think it's going to be interesting. I think that it's going to be an interesting turn, like I said, when we get into Black Jackets, depending on how this last episode, because it is two people. I think it needs to be two people from the blue. I think it'll even the score as far as chefs. If it ends up being two people from the red, I think, I don't know. I just can't see, not to say like whoever wins doesn't deserve to win. But I think that would be a huge blow because I just think that the red team has more talented chefs.
Yeah.
I can't argue that.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. But, I mean, I'm excited. And I don't think there's any way I'm going to have to dispute you that Elise is going home. Well, there's no way. I just
you
can't.
You heard it here first, and I want some prizes for when it's right. Thank you. Back me up.
Just saying.
I won't be here next week to prove myself, but I'm sure that I'm right.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at me. She's going to be so wrong. It's going to be crazy how wrong she is. And I'm going to gloat in it. And she's not going to be here. And I'm going to talk it all down about her.
But given everything you've seen at the least now, even though she may not, I don't think she's going to get eliminated next episode either. But
right.
I still can't see her winning. I can't see her winning.
No, and I said that too. Yeah. I don't see her winning mm-mm. either. Just because it just I can't see it happening.
Did you say she can't final two?
She can't run a kitchen.
No, I see top three. I see top three. That's my prediction. I see top three. I don't think that she'll make it to the top two, only because she also has moments where she cracks. And I think if she, I mean, I think she's going to do well because she just has to worry about herself. But then also, she can't blame anybody. Because there has right. been times when she's like, oh, no, I did my part and da-da-da-da, and they didn't do. So now there's nobody to blame anything on. So I think that if she, let's say, messes up, that might be a moment where she's like, because remember that one time when she had to, fight for her life and she was crying?
Yeah, she did not handle it well.
Yes. So she has moments. She has a breaking point. And so we saw that, where she was in tears. So
it was her pride. She had to apologize. Exactly. I mean, I think that's what really broke her down.
Absolutely. So I think it'll be interesting. She's definitely going to make it to Black Jackets, but I think that she'll get in the top three.
I want to root for Benjamin, but I also feel like if it got down to the top two or top three, mm-hmm. I still feel like by this time of the season, like usually whoever does end up winning a season, by this point you kind of get like, yeah, man, they've got a really leg up, and I just don't feel like I can say that about Benjamin.
Who would you choose over Ben or Nick? Benjamin,
I would choose Ben. That's right, I would choose Ben. I could see four being Elise, Michelle, Jennifer, and Ben, and then I could see. It's tough. I don't know who would go either Elise or Ben. Except, do you keep Elise? You can't get her to the top two because I feel like top two, it's got to be two viable candidates. And I don't feel like Elise is viable enough.
Right. That's why I said she'll go to three. That's why I said she'll make it to top three and then get eliminated.
And then it's going
to
be hurting even more because she's going to be that close.
Exactly.
And then
you're just.
My only hesitation with Michelle for being top three, top two even, is because she's such a great chef. I wonder if she has the leadership skills. She seems like a kind of quiet, not quite the best leader.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Well, she's young. I mean
that's
she's
the
really,
thing.
Really
she's,
young.
But
yeah.
she's so good. But
she is good. I think it would be hard for her to be a leader. Like, I don't see her winning. Just, I think she's one of the best there.
Absolutely.
But I think as far as leading a kitchen, I think her experience is the part that would be detrimental to her.
She stays cool as a cucumber, though. She does. She really does. Even when Elise is like,
honor. Right. Yeah.
She's like, her like, wah, is still pretty mellow.
Right.
I mean, the big test is when they do that part where they each get an opportunity to run the kitchen for a little bit and get sabotaged by the sous chefs. Yep. So that'll be the big case.
That's the top three.
Yeah.
That's the top three.
Oh. See who can do it.
See what happens. But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. Yes. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you check us out next week. This one ain't going to be here. Just gallivanting everywhere.
I can live all to myself, maybe.
Miami, no. We're going to find someone that's going to sit in, even if they're stuffed. It's going to be somebody in between me and Frank. I'm just saying. Make sure it happens. We're going to get Jeff from the engineer. He's going to engineer from inside the studio.
It's going to be great.
It's never been done before, but who's to say it can't be done?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint. And make sure you check out my new website,
improvestandthelight.com.
Just saying, take it to the chapel, get it done. Ashley, where you at?
Well, you guys, next week, like Lem was saying, I'll be in Miami, so I won't be here on this panel. Maybe I'll Skype in. I don't know. But if you want to follow my adventures, find me online at Ashley on Camera, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about right there, Ashley on Camera.
Nice. You scouting wedding locations?
You're in trouble. In trouble.
Anyway, next week you'll just see a hot tub separating myself and Lem, just right there. That'll be what's going to be between us. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and make sure to boo me, because I love those boos.
Boo.
And Happy Go Jackie. Yes.
All right, y'all. Until next week, you see. Peace.
What?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.